You do realize, don't you, that love has to be free? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, and every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that yet, do it now. Don't wait. Don't delay. You got to do it, folks. Why would you go without the power? Why would you go without the comfort? Why would you try to live life without the gift that makes life worth living? The presence of Jesus Christ in your life. Yeah. You want to have a good Friday? Huh? Hand your life over to Jesus. Today's scripture passage comes from John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 14 to 18. Okay, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. The sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. End of the scripture passage. Boy, you know, of all the images that Jesus uses for himself, the one about being the good shepherd, it really resonates with us. Even though we don't live in a culture where most of us are involved in sheep. No, we're not involved in sheep, but still, what we've learned about the life of a good shepherd really, really helps. It makes our life rich and profound. And Let's just spend a little bit of time on this scripture passage, okay? And can I ask you a personal question here? It's at this point in your life, no matter what your age, do you think you understand what love means? Have you had an experience of love? A genuine love? I said at the beginning of the program, to understand love, you have to understand the very nature of love. It must be free. We can't force somebody to love us. We can't buy their love. Oh, they could fake it because we gave them $1 million. But that's not love. Love has to be free. And let me say right now, okay, something I don't want you to ever forget. Don't ever forget this. God's life is as complicated by love as our lives are as complicated by love. And I'm sure your life has or is right now being complicated by love. What do I mean by that? Well, when you love somebody and they don't love you in return. When you love somebody and they take you for granted. When you love somebody and they abuse you. When you love somebody and they betray you. When you love somebody and they desert you. Hurts, doesn't it? It's one of the deepest, deepest, profoundest pains of what it means to be human. To show love to another person and they absolutely disregard it, take it for granted, or fling it back into your face. Love has to be free, freely given, freely received. And yes, just as our lives are complicated by love, so is God's life complicated by love. Do you understand that? He couldn't make us robots. He can't take people's free will away. There wouldn't be love. If we're programmed to quote-unquote love God and have no choice but, because we're robots, to love, that's not love. That's being conditioned to give a certain response. And if people don't respond freely to all the invitations, to all the possibilities, to all the signs that God gives them of His love, and of their able to respond to that love to make themselves, their life situation, their family, their society, the world better, and they say no, no out of selfishness, no out of fear, no out of anger, then God's life becomes complicated by that, because out of the selfishness, out of the fear, out of the anger, great pain comes into our world. People get hurt. And the people getting hurt often say to God, why would you permit that? Because God's life is as complicated by love as our life is complicated by love. If He doesn't permit it, I didn't say cause, if He doesn't permit it, there's no love. If He just forces people to respond to His outpouring of love, He forces them to respond to that, then that's not love on their part. That's either fear or control. And so when we see the violence in the world, when we hear the horrible stories, when we see the neglect, the abuse, the poverty, and I mean, I've seen it in Oaxaca, Mexico. I've seen the result of selfishness. I've seen a corrupt government not treating citizens the way they should be treated. I've seen it all, folks, in my many visits to Oaxaca, Mexico. Is that God's fault? No. One thing about God that is consistent, I mean, everything about God is consistent, but everything else is rooted in one thing, and that is He consistently loves us. He can't love us anymore. He won't love us any less. He loves us the way we are, not the way we should be. He gives us tremendous graces to allow us to grow and 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 grow. But see, as any parent, as any spouse, as any friend can tell you, what if you've done your best to display your love for another person? They don't pick it up. They don't want to receive it. They're afraid. What happens then? What happens? Well, what happens is great pain comes into our world. Love has to be free. You know? How often we confuse infatuation with love. How often people are involved in pseudo-intimate relationships that they call loving. And sometimes what people call making love is nothing more than having sex. How often people love with a hook? You know, when people get married, they put a wedding band on. What's the sign of a wedding band? There's no beginning, no end. That means my love for you is forever. Well, you know, most people, they might try to love unconditionally, but they love with a hook. And if you don't live up to their expectations, they start taking back the love. Look at the divorce rate. Look at the infidelity. Love has to be an experience of freedom. Love has to be the ability of the God force in us, the presence of God in us, to take out the innermost recesses of our heart so that we are prepared to love without counting the cost, to love even if we're not loved in return, to love because Jesus loved us first, to love because St. John says God is love. And the more the divine, the more we allow the divine to take over our lives, then our love is consistent, our love is sacrificial, self-sacrificing. Our love allows us to be the presence of God for other people. And yes, we'll be hurt when we love. But To go through life without loving, we risk being judged as never having lived. Think about that, huh? Okay. Our prayer partners today are podiatrists. You know that the foot has more bones in it than the rest of the body. You know, our feet have to support us. Our feet take such pounding. Our feet really, you know, when your feet hurt, your whole body hurt. Dear God, bless podiatrists. Let them get to the source of the problem. Let them come up with some type of relief. Let them help people so that they can walk, especially older people, so they can walk with security and not fall. Dear God, we ask you today, right now, to bless podiatrists. Amen. Today's food for thought. I don't know who wrote this, but this is really good. Listen to this. God writes with a pen that never blots, speaks with a tongue that never slips, and acts with a hand that never fails. Amen to that, huh? It's the kind of God we have. How about today's attempt to make you smile or laugh? Okay. It's one of those jokes that start out, a rabbi, a priest, and a minister. So you know what's coming. Here we go. A rabbi, a priest, and a minister were all in a boat together fishing. The minister said to the others, I think I'm going to go over to that shore and sit down. So he gets out of the boat, walks across the water, and sits down on the shore. Then the priest says to the rabbi, I think I'm going to go over there and join him. So he does the same as the minister, and he sits next to him on the shore. Well, the rabbi thinks to himself, if they can do it, so can I. So he climbs out of the boat and immediately falls in the water. The minister says to the priest, do you think we should have told him where the rocks were? Would you like to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. Let me know that you listened to the program. Hopefully you like some of the jokes. Let me know if you have any prayer intentions. I storm heaven for you. I'll be your prayer partner. I'm serious. When people ask me to pray for them, I take that as a serious commitment, and I do pray for you. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching. It's the only place you'll find my preaching schedule in case you'd like to see me in person. And certainly I would appreciate if you could give me a gift. I don't care the size of the gift. Just write me a check to help me keep my hospital for the poor and sick open in Oaxaca, Mexico. Named it after my mother, the Anacitar Hospital. Make the check out to Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And as I always do, I encourage you to visit my website. You'll enjoy it. I know you will. A lot of good information and, yes, humor. FatherScott.com. Spell out Father. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.